Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Second session of our retreat. Father, we ask that whatever we are learning will be a blessing to us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, take your seat. So if you will notice, we have been preaching from three books. I have three books here. The first one is called The Art of Shepherding Children. The Art of Shepherding Children, written by Bishop Oko Botei Doku of blessed memory.
Right.
All the books I'm actually using are written by him. And I believe that this is somebody who have done the saved church. And it has worked. And so what we look for is results. Who has done it and it has worked? Let's follow the person's pattern and then it will work. Then, the second book is called There Were Children in the Upper Room. There Were Children in the Upper Room. Another powerful book. Then the last one is a scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15. From a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The title of the book is a scripture. All right. So, those of you who don't have it, I know a number of you have it, so those of you who don't have it, it's a good book to have if you really want to if you really want to do children's church and do it well. See, and my prayer for all of you is that one day you become pastors of children. Okay. It's a good work and it's a very unique an interesting job to do. Because if somebody has pastored you, you should also get to a point where you are pastoring somebody. Or you don't think so? You must also pastor somebody. Very important. And if you don't learn how to pastor anybody, then you are just there. So from the second session, I'm just going to preach one chapter, chapter 2 of this book. From a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Okay. Now, one of the things that can save us, okay, or that can help children, is the amount of scriptures they know. I'll say it again. The amount of scriptures you know is very, very important. It's important to know more scriptures than to even know more songs. Because in times of temptations, it is written that will save you. The more it is written, you know, is what is going to save you. And it is important to know the scriptures when you are young. That is why the work we are doing is a very important work. We are dealing with the early lives of the children. In the first session, I said that when you go to adult church and you are teaching them scriptures, you are worrying yourself. Nobody will remember the scriptures. If you like, tomorrow, come in before anybody enters the church. Stand at the gate and ask them, what did you learn last week? They will forget. Even if you like, look for an adult pastor and ask him, what did you preach last week? The pastor himself, what he has preached, he has forgotten. Mm-hmm. So now that the brains and then the minds of the children are fresh, it is this time that we have to sow the seed of scriptures. Bible scriptures. You see, and one advantage is that you, the one teaching the scriptures, you will end up also knowing the scriptures. If you want to know a lot of scriptures, teach it. Teach it. And scripture memorization in our church is dying. If it is not dead, it's dying. Plenty of people don't learn scriptures again. Nobody learns scriptures again. Because now, screen have spoiled everyone. Screen has spoiled everyone. So I'm saying that now, it is the word of God, the word of God, the scriptures, the word of God. When the children come to church, they must not leave the church without memorizing one scripture. Every Sunday is an opportunity to teach the children scriptures. Every Sunday is an opportunity to say that I will teach these children, these 25 children who are looking at my face, it is an opportunity to teach them scriptures. As I'm talking about the American, yes. So before you arrive on Sunday, you have looked for a scripture, whether it is short, whether it is tall, nobody cares. But it is a scripture you are teaching the children, they should be able to memorize it. Sometimes, what you are even preaching to them, they may not even understand. It is the scripture you have taught them that will stick and stay with them. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yes. So we were told in Luke chapter 2 that when Jesus was 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among his kinsfolk and acquaintance. So Jesus was lost. They went to Jerusalem. They went to Jerusalem, and then they went to church. And then Jesus remained in Jerusalem. And the parents thought that, but even the parents can be surprised. How do you walk with a child? Then you don't know that the child is not with you. That's why you are walking with children, hold their hands. How can father and mother, you are walking in front and you forget that your child? They took cry, they almost had a dream. And now they are looking for him. They are looking. And when they were looking for Jesus, they started looking for Jesus among his friends. That's the mistake the parents did. Some of you, when we are looking for you, we have to look for you in your boyfriend's room. One time, I was there and they brought a certain girl's picture that she was lost. One of my students, they said she went to do clinicals and that she was lost. And they were talking on the page. I was on the page with, like the class page, I was there. They were talking, I didn't say it. Right there. And then somebody said, hey, say it's a pastor, he will pray. The girl will be found. I didn't mind them. Then I wrote on the page that they should send the girl's picture on the page. Let me see. When they brought the girl's picture, I said they should call the girl, her boyfriend. They will find the girl. Then they said they found her in Tema. Then I asked them, is Tema the place where she's doing her clinicals? They said no. I said, okay, no problem. Since they found her, it's okay. They found her in Tema. boy hokra. Tema. Do you see? So when we are looking for you, where can we find you? Where we can find Prince, where can we find you? Where we are looking for you? Pub. Park. Kobobo. But Jesus, they were looking for Jesus among his friends and his acquaintances. And they found him not. Of course, they were looking at the wrong place. And they found him not. They turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, your child is lost for 3 days. You can't sleep, oh. You can't eat, you can't sleep. After 3 days, they found him in the temple. Oh, why don't you clap for Jesus? They found him in the temple. Sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing." Of course, if you are looking for your child who is lost, you'll be sorrowful. You'll be asking everybody. Those things like, go to police station, they'll send Jesus picture. Akwe, he's lost. 12 years, we can't find him. Those days, like Rebecca said, Sakawa, people have catch him and things. Then Jesus said, "Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Listen, you can't say this to an African mother. You that you are lost, we are looking for you. You are telling your parents that you are about your father's business. Before you see no, said they will use them, but they but pow, see other business, baby. Business, they're being. You are lost. We are looking for you. Oba beye wa nukati kati say you are about your father's business. Oba baba business. Oba baba just a business man. Now the man is a carpenter. Business man. Has he sold? Has he done some wood this and that go and sell? And I'll see father's business. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them. But his mother kept all this saying in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Do you see? So when Jesus was lost and they were looking for him, they found him in the church. Why is that? You, when you come to church, you are in a hurry to go. No, that thing must stop. Don't be in a hurry to go. Teachers, don't be like, what foul bag? I come to ask Reverend for permission. So that when I see you, it I feel bad. I say, why you come? You can't stay. Sunday, so I will coffee out for day. I didn't say, yes, I would do fufu. Where is your own fufu? Would do fufu? And took a wobby home. Fufu, the Saturday. Sunday, fufu. But I'm here. As you even going to walk around, you know, say, oh, Reverend, well, sorry, yeah, bread, Reverend B. Meteha. Even Sunday, come, my eating pattern is wild. Sometimes you forget you have no eating. When you get to him, say, I have no eating the whole day. Because every somebody is seeing you. You are going to see Reverend. Some group is come to see Reverend. Everybody is see Reverend Bayden ADD. Go and preach, you come back, the meetings, this, that, before you pack your things, me coffee. So when they were looking for Jesus, they went to look for him in the church. In the prince, in the church. Dancing stars, you can do dancing stars. I don't know why, since you came, you have not even gathered them and started the dancing stars. You are waiting for somebody to gather you. So Bishop Oko said, children can stay around God's word for a long period. This is the famous story of how Jesus, at the tender age of 12, traveled with his parents to Jerusalem for the feast. So if a 12-year-old who was Jesus, who stayed in the temple, Bible says after 3 days old, it means he has been there for like 4 days. After 3 days, they found him. That's why we should be able to go for camp for 3 days and we are not back. The 3 days that he was sitting in the temple, that 3 days is the camp to Mampong. That you don't want to go. George, all SHS people, Mampong, Monday, your copria. Obian Shishe, the snack. I'm not cooking for anybody. Just get your snack and your money. They sell food there. You buy, and then you come. You're going to be there. Chama, look for transport. Eh? To Mampong. How much? Now, do I drive Trotro? I don't drive Trotro. Ah, there's some Trotro driver, be Pete or something like that. Go and get him, Pete. Pete will show you how much it is. Then you come and tell us and we see. Amen. So children can stay with the word of God. You see, don't say that, and their children, their attention is short. No. You keep preaching. Keep preaching. You should be able to be with the children for a long time. It is also because your preaching is boring. That's why the children don't want to listen to you. How many of you were at Sean Combe last year? Last year, Sean Combe, I was preaching in the night. I mean, I want to stop. The people said no. Because your preaching is boring. Nobody even wants to listen to what you are saying. Okay, so we can make children develop a strong appetite for the word of God. It depends on how you train it. Let's expose the children to the word of God. Listen, the church is not for you. The church is not for you. It's called the church of God. Now, the God, you know, his words is what the children must listen to, not your words. Now, are you the one who came to die for them? Is it your blood that they used to forgive people's sins? It's not your blood. So it is called the church of God. You see? So I want all of us, look, when we go back to our churches and our branches, let's try as much as possible and make sure that the children, they should love the word. They should love the word of God. Everything about the word, they should be excited. When they open the Bible, they should be excited reading a particular passage. There should be an excitement in their heart. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to give you some points. Yeah. Give you some points. I want to give you some points. Where's my first point where I'm looking for? Yes. So look at what is written. Bishop said, from a very early age, Jesus had two customs. The first one was going to the synagogue, which is on Sunday, going to church. The word is synagogue. It's not synagogue. On a Sabbath day. And the second custom was to volunteer to read the scriptures. The scripture. That's what I'm saying, that when the children in your church don't have a Bible, that is the genesis of the problems. There's no Bible. So if there's no Bible, we are preaching quiet time. We are preaching this, we are preaching that, we are preaching that. The foundation is already spot. There's no foundation to build on. So insist on every member having a Bible. When I went to Teshi, that's what I went to preach. Yes. Every member should have a Bible. One member, one Bible. One member, one district, one factory. One mosquito coil. Eh? One student, one laptop. One pastor, one church. One student, one chocolate. You understand? One chobba, one chicken. I mean, there should be, everybody should have a Bible in the church. Hallelujah. Yes. Everybody should have a Bible. Everybody should have a Bible. Now, number one, he said, Timothy was introduced early to God's word. Timothy. You see, anybody who is introduced to God's word very early, the person's life is different. Your life is different when you are exposed to the word of God very early. Very, very early. When you are exposed to the word of God. Very early. It's just like children who grow up with fathers and children who don't grow up with fathers. If you grow up with fathers, your life is different. Very tender age. I could see my children. Sometimes their mother will call me. I'm talking to father. No, he's not my enemy. 2 years old. You'll be standing, the mother will call. And I'll shout. When I shout, say, yes, daddy. You yes, daddy. I mean, they're offering yes. 2 years old. It doesn't collect the mother to do anything. 2 years. But this is 2 years, you don't mind your mother. We can imagine when you turn 5 years. Last one, who cried, the only way, no controller. Kombushi. Queen, you can't. He has been peppering you. Beat him. So don't do like reverend son. No. If the child has done something bad, and you lash him. He dear, like he can. Hey, that boy dear. That boy. Do you see? So I've seen that. No, a child without a father, there is a different thing. A child without a scripture, a child who doesn't know the scriptures. Look, you see, already we've been born with sin. And we like sin. And nobody teaches us sin. So it is the amount of scriptures you know that will neutralize the sin. You got the sin, eh? Stealing. Nobody has taught you stealing. Who has taught you stealing? Nobody has taught you stealing. Nobody has taught you stealing. Who has taught you pornography watching? Nobody has taught you. Yeah. If you those of us who were married, when we were in marriage counseling school, nobody will teach you sex. So how do you know how to have it? Everybody can do it. Even you, the poor you're sitting down, we are not married, crown. If they give you girl right now, you know what to do. Princess, you don't know what to do. You know what to do. When I'm preaching, you don't like it. No problem. No, it's a teacher's retreat. You know what to do, by all means. Oh, Janita, I don't know what to do. You know, you look like angel, you sing for me and all that. Yes, I know. But you know what to do. So, you see, we must make them know the scriptures. Learn the scriptures. Timothy, that in 2 Timothy said that, he said, flee also youthful lust and follow righteousness, faith and charity, peace with all men who call out of the name with a pure heart. Timothy started ministry at a very young age. He is known to have done well and pastored a large church as a young man. We know Timothy was a youthful person because of the advice he received from his spiritual father. Do you understand? So it's possible that you can also be a young person who is pastoring a church. There is nothing too gracious about pastoring a church. It's because you don't want to upgrade yourself. Sammy, you are just showing me a picture of the branch of a certain. That guy is a young guy. I think you should just be like him. Young guy. That's a church. Pastoring them. You don't want to pastor anything. And if I go and preach, I don't know what to say. All of us, when we started preaching, we didn't know what to say. All of us. You have to use K-Church as an experiment. That's how the thing is. K-Church, you know, say, scriptures now. Nah, scriptures say, oh boy, Sunday be almost say you'll be perfect. One day when they call you, they give you mic. Oh, you know what to say. You know what to say. Some of you didn't come and meet me when I started pastoring the church. I said, wait, Jai. And I'm preaching, Do you see? So it's very important that we must expose the children to the word. Expose them to the word. Don't show them cartoons. Don't tell them stories that is not in the Bible. When Solomon was old, it came to pass that when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with God, the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. If you don't know the word of God, you are at the point something else will turn your heart away. Some of you sitting down here, you just need some fair girl, turn your heart away. Oh, if you strong girl, bicycle or motorbike, you see now you've stopped church right now. Motorbike or Okada, I will give you Okada. Hey, Okada. So I just sorry now, my Frioko. If I catch a reverence on Frioko, saw me Frioko. Frioko. But you see, when the word is in you, because we've been here where we didn't have anything, we've married. We've not stopped church. Built a house. We didn't stop church. We have a job. We didn't stop church. We have a car. We didn't stop church. Children have come in. We didn't stop. There are some blessings here. They can make you stop church. Aware. Because when I compare my mates, like classmates, my year group, my girl, I say, no. When it changes, but you are married, you have a house, you have a car, you have a child, you go to school, you have a job. I said, when I am, you will be saying, you are back. See, so this blessing shouldn't take you out of church, but they can take you out. Yes, yeah, because Sunday anopa mi pe fufu edi. You see, if you say Sunday you want fufu to eat, it means that your wife too will not go to church. Easter Monday. When I woke up morning, I said, "Oh, eat fufu." Unzama for cha oats or my oats. You are mudi midi beka oats no one, and I say me num oats anopay. So for no yet change say we are and say sister. One I'm cassava cassava. Rice cooker. Oh, Bayer 8:39. I said cra. So I can decide that I'll eat fufu every Sunday morning. Nobody will arrest me. Or if it's a rented house, then the landlady will say she's angry with people who eat fufu in the morning. But I'm in my own house. Just a landlord in the back said, "Oh, who fufu ano pa bibi yenu?" And your person so biabe who fufu okroma. Do you see? So something can turn your heart away. Now the amount of scriptures in your heart will prevent your heart to be turned away. So let's teach the children the scriptures. As Antoine, I'm saying that look for scriptures. Some in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You see, at a point there, it should be your aim to say that my children scriptures from all the 66 Bible, from Genesis, Revelation, the children can quote at least one scripture from every book. Make it a project. Yeah. At the point where we're somewhere, I started teaching on the 3:16. You should be able to quote all the 3:16, John 3:16, Mark 3:16, Luke 3:16, 1 Corinthians 3:16, all the scripture that there's 3:16, you should be able to quote all the 3:16. Should be a project. George, it should be a project for you in the J Church. Like, your children should be, like, there should be a fight over who knows more scriptures. You quote, I quote. We should see that thing back in our church here. We don't have you quote, I quote. It used to be something that we read in the book some time ago that doesn't happen again. And I don't know what we use our time for. From the 10 o'clock you have started your church up to 12. That's why you close earlier before we close. Upon time crying, the children are funny. You just say, what breath?
Yeah, they are funding Reverend Chief or Dick Chief. You know? No, my church, the I church pastor is a queen. Ask her name. What's your name?
Queen.
That's like, it's not a nickname, but that's the name, Queen. And then the J church pastor is a chief. Chief. No, half the people. It's a chief like Ohini. That's the name. When now Nyobia, Santua, Nyobia. K church, they don't have anybody. K church and Y church, I want money back. We're a queen, and we're a chief. It's close early. Let me say, shush. Look at where I am. Close early. The church will be doing prayer with plenty talking. And I said, no. Take over. Go and stand there. We are learning the scripture. We will learn the scripture before we do praise and worship. Be involved. Open the thing. Everybody should quote one Bible. If you take this book, it will teach you. No, I think it's this one. It will teach you how to memorize the scripture. You read it. One of the pages. How to teach children how to memorize the scripture. It's in the book. Since I made the book with mom over a month now, you are waiting for me to come and do retreat on it before you learn it. I wrote a book here a month ago. They are not learning it. This book, how many topics can we even treat? It's time. You have to close. It's time. The book is even. We have not even. This book, we've not even opened it. We've not even opened this book. We've not opened it. This one, we just did 3 chapters here. And we are doing 1 chapter here. Asa? So learn how to memorize a scripture, but you should select scriptures. The children must know these scriptures. We have a book in our church called Must Know. Get it. You say you are a correct person. So that thing that you have closed early and the children have gone to put their head inside the window, they are waiting for their parents. No. The mother should kill that they are coming for their children. Don't close before they close. Don't close. They should close and be waiting. They say, my daughter cannot quote the scripture until the pastor see your man in pie. That should be the story. You quote the scripture, you take your bag, you go. You quote the scripture, it should be like a competition. You see that a lot of your problems will be solved. And then also, you teaching the scripture, you will know the scripture. The day you are preaching, look, people who preach and then they quote scriptures, it's nice listening to them. Obiti said Prophet Kaka, when Prophet Kaka is preaching, he doesn't quote Bible. Leviticus chapter 21, verse 4. We are reading from verse 4 to verse 32. Yeah, verse 4. First, when they said that, I didn't believe it. Enna, Mishia, Papa, we are Kodesh, or preaching or Kodesh. So let's welcome the Walking Bible. Prophet Kakabedi, when he came, he was not holding anything. No. He climbed the stage. When he got to the stage, he removed some paper from his pocket. When the person, I have a testimony to read for you. Testimony on the senses on kind testimony. We had, then he folded the paper into his pocket. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1 to 25. Let me see. And let me share here. The screen was behind him, so they were projected from the screen, and he was seeing it from his head. No, see, let's pause here. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3. Verse 15 to 18. Now you are Kanyaba. Now you are Sabbath 12 ways. Now you are called Matthew. I'm saying, hey. Yeah, cry. We have the book that to read that. The reading is not reading. Hey. He doesn't read. He doesn't read it. Like, the, you see, Bible, you know, when it's written. Prophet Kakra, or Sankumon. It came to pass when Solomon was old. You said, you are even struggling with the one day you are even reading. Thou shalt shout. Hey! When you are preaching and you are quoting God, you become delightful. Like, it's nice to listen to what you are saying. So ebi mu so quoting scripture don't share na nge sa. Na sa scripture na nge na quote now. Uno si First Corinthians. Afi ade ni wo Second Corinthians. Uno da we. Look, you need confidence to say, give me the scripture here. So I mean, on Sunday, when I was doing the anointing service, I said, look for Joel chapter 2, verse 28. I said, When they brought the scripture, it was that one. Then I said, that's like there's some, you see. Look, know the scriptures. Pastors, learn the scriptures. Learn the scriptures with the children. Learn, he said, and that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures. And the scriptures are able to make you wise. There is a wisdom in learning the scriptures.
Oh, I can be on this thing for a very long time. But, oh dear, mami yeka kana mempo wai. Number 3.
He said, Bishop Doug Edward Mills was introduced to God's word as a young student.
Yes.
A very young student. You see, prophet said that one day when he met this scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 5, 4 verse 15, we say that, give thyself wholly to them. That was even what made him come to full time. Give yourself wholly. That thing has become a conference now. You see, it's a certain understanding of the scriptures that way. That will make you do certain things. Like, you see, what you understand, you see, like people who wash their hand before they eat, they have a certain understanding. Then our people who don't wash their, African gents. Africa, they said, who brought gems? Kabolakana. Because you don't have a certain understanding. You don't know that these hands, like people who hold money, money is one of the things that carry gems, Sika. It has passed through plenty of people. Last time I was in Trotro, then a certain woman sitting by me, the money she was giving to the mate is the sisa the mate was supposed to give me. The woman took the money from here. I told the mate that I won't collect. If you remove the money from your brazier under your breast, said that your armpit, no, they share me, sir. That's why I don't collect. I'm not sure my name. I don't collect. It's my money. I said I don't like. Mempe, and I can't pass. I say me share me say mempe. I don't collect. I don't even take. Even putting the money there, you don't consider that there's something called breast cancer. Hey. So from he said he gave himself holy. Doing safe church, you don't know what I have seen or you don't know what I have understood. That's why I'm still here. You don't know it. And you see, you also have to understand the same thing for it to make you be here. You see that when it's raining, people go and stand at the roadside. They are going to work. Was it one of the days? Was it Tuesday or something? It rained La Paz. Monday, rain like this. When I got to La Paz, people were there. Why are they going to work? Some people even left home when it was raining. Why are they going? Because today is what? Today is... what is today's date? Today is 13th. Do you understand? Today is 13th. The person know that in the next 17 days, Obeti Asemse, Echo Bank account, the DBB Hashem, that is the understanding you have. That's why we are all going to work. Because they will give you something. They will give you something. So, I think I've got Momo. Somebody have sent me Momo.
Wow. Let me check that. How much is the Momo? Me, I get Momo on a regular basis. So. Wow. 2,700. I don't know the people. It's just that we were sending messages, say, blessing me. And I'm 2,000. I say, what for? So, Rev, Paddy lunch. 2,000 air lunch, you know. That's now. But may you receive such testimony like, nice. Oh. Some of you, if you see this 2,700, you'll be afraid. Hey! No, fraud. Hey, I'm making me moja. I'm making. No, Momo doesn't collect your blood. So this will await tomorrow if nobody is saying anything. Okay, meaning baby Amefa. Scadi and Cho, Scadi and Bais, to enjoy. Back to our word. God's word should be learned early because it is the key to having real members. The people you have taught the word, they will not leave you, they will stay with you. Teach the children the word. Bishop Oko said, I once had the privilege of traveling with my spiritual father outside the country. As I interacted with the pastors and the members of this beautiful congregation, I came across a person in charge of the children's church. This was around the time large numbers of children had begun attending children's church services. We could have as many as 1,000 children attending children's church on Sunday morning. This pastor was very interested to know what my secret was. He explained how he had used every trick in the book to bring the children from the area to church. He had the fashion show, talent night, barbecue night. He had done all these great things to attract the children, but they didn't show up. But according to him, they would have large numbers for this program, but shortly after, the church dissipated. So many things can bring people there. I know recently I saw a flyer, a certain bishop, and the flyer was like, free cocoa. You understand free cocoa? Uba, sorry, no power. You better free porridge. It won't make anybody stay. Another pastor, he was sharing wache. But how long will people continue to eat the wache? What will make the people stay with you is the word of God you have taught them. It's not wache. No, but if I'm attending somebody's church because of wache, like one Sunday, could you wache one maka? That day, it cannot be wache. Do you understand? Wache is not them. Wache is not them, man. Oh, come inside here. Come inside here. Hey, where are they going? Hey, pass here and come. Ah, AC waha. I then I babe pon afi na man for ba. Yakuma for the Moha Majio. Come back and tell me, say, oh, Reverend, you're a doctor. Me also be a doctor, so. Reverend, be a doctor. Bra, open and come. Open. They've not been in this room before. I see, I see. As I thought, I'll bring your church here. Oh, you like it? It's a good policy. I'll bring your church here. Oh, Yaminipa, but I'm Brian. Now, I did a moko tonight, Chirino. One of you should move this way. Yeah. The only reason people will stay with you is what they have learned from you. The word you have taught them. Teach them the word. Teach them the scripture. Teach them. I still remember the person who taught me New Believer School. I still remember. I met him somewhere at the camp when we went for the AA denominational camp. I was happy. He's a reverend. Now he's happy. I'm also a reverend. Even his people say, oh, this guy, I taught him. I said, yes, it's true. Last time he said he saw me preaching on Facebook. He was watching Facebook. He saw me preaching. He told the brother, this guy, I taught him. It's nice. So if you see that somebody is doing well, he said, this guy, I taught him. It's nice. Like the president is giving speech. Then his teacher is Akwe. I'm teaching English language at school. It's nice. Do you see? So teach the children the scriptures. Teach them the scriptures. Teach. Don't give up. It may look difficult, but don't give up. Next one. The word of God prevents children from backsliding. You know children backslide? Remember, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. It said, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to my heart." When we are delivering you from backsliding, we give you a pastor. Children backslide. I was talking to one of the white church girls. She was texting me yesterday. She said, "Rev, and when I went to secondary school and I came back, I've noticed that I'm backsliding." I said, "Don't worry. You come back. You come back." So if I ask her to come to church today, this, tomorrow, that, then she'll come one. She said, "I can see that I'm backsliding." I said, "No problem. You come back." Backsliding is real. Anybody can backslide from the Pope to the usher. Obiabe to me backslide. You see, but what will make you backslide is different from what will make the other person backslide. Some people, it's money. When they get money like this, what? I know some people, they say they work at their place. When they pay them, they don't go to work. This because time has be san on beba. It's also another mind though. And I said, one day I asked that the money, how much they pay them. And they mentioned that man. I'm saying, that amount to crowd the proper me them cry. I can make you more than that. But it's also another wisdom that who ye juma or baby ye tiao ka. You show up in work. Ube this can we an san na ubeba. And that profound su debi ya ukwa na ya take you. It's not like omo ya da salary so that every month there's amount they pay you. Omo no, it's when you go, then they calculate, then they pay you daily. And now for about a week, you know, who did the previous sikan? $450 Ghana cedis na boga and ye to me control boga. No ni nam crew. $450 Now $450 me then before I get to the junction there, $450 nasa. And now the okita $450 will bottom for 2 weeks. Se unkwe juma. Hey, Abrabobe no no. Backsliding children. He said, children also backslide. Children are usually associated with purity and innocence. But when you come a little closer, you will see them for who they really are. So that's how I preach. There are so many things I see. One more boyfriend, I see. Girlfriends, I see. Everybody has something. Obia wo bibia. Charlie, this guy, he WhatsApped me during the week. When I saw his profile picture, I couldn't remember that this is my church member. Charlie, some shatawale nyam. Hey, fellas. Shatawale nyama bio. Now, why? Let me say, Charlie, your profile picture, you look like some Germany bogabio. Hey, Felix. It's wild. Look, let's give our best. And any time you get the opportunity, gather the children around and teach them. Have you written your questions? Or you don't have questions? You have questions there. Write it for me. Or you want to say it. Okay, wait. If you want to say it, no problem. They are not bad questions, so have questions. So we are ending so that we can have our questions. Yeah. Backsliding. When children don't know the scriptures, they will backslide. Next one, number five. He said, learning God's word early prevents you from departing from God later. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Yeah. Train the children. Train those of you pastoring the K church, I church, J church, Y church. Train them in the way. And the only way you will train them is when they memorize the scriptures. Even at no point, when you are coming to do something bad, you think about it. The people in church who do bad things, their bad is not as heavy as the people who are not in church who are doing the bad things. I'm sorry, the way you're bad, I'll be drunk.
But
when he grows, he will not depart from it. May the children never depart from what we are teaching them.
I said, may they not depart from what we are teaching them.
Yeah. And as you go, you yourself pray. Have your quiet time. Yourself. You see, if you don't upgrade yourself, you will not go far. I'm telling you, if you don't upgrade yourself, nobody will hear of you. No, upgrade yourself like Nwan Kasanu, put value on yourself. No. By the grace of God, you can't sideline me like that. Say yeah, be na misuma ba hobby. And you say I should go and sit down. Oh, Dabi, you can't do that. You can't do that to cry. You can't do that. Because I've upgraded myself. I've made myself strong in this children's work that we are doing. I told myself that I will do this work my lifetime. I will understand it and I'll do it well. Hey, that's why people are calling me. Why have they not called you to come and do conference? Why is nobody calling you? Worry, why is nobody calling you come and do conference? Do you see? Why would they call somebody? Sometimes when I'm going there, last time I went to do teacher's retreat at Prophet Kakre's church. When I went, the book I preached from, what it means to become a shepherd, that book no da. Hey, you know, so I'm G here, and I'm preaching from this. The people said they were blessed. I said, hey, that's a book no book no be waha. Do you see? But even today, as I'm preaching, what I'm preaching is from a book that you also have. But our understanding of the book is different. Because you say, I didn't know what you say, what? Open it. A pastor. 3 categories of church workers. Number 1, pastor. Number 2, assisting pastors. Okay. And number 3, young leaders. Matthias here. Hey, where is what is here? It will be sour. Oh, book where I came you. We have it. You see, and sometimes the thing is that Bishop Oko books, you know, me what 3 ninyina. Having the 3 ninyina doesn't look that when the first day the book came in and I opened the book, page 1. I was there the whole night, page one, Michelle, it's a church. So I started thinking, if it's a church, then do what the church is doing. Think about it. It's a church, you don't have drums. It's a church, you don't have a meeting place. You understand? It's a church, the people don't give offering. It's a church, they don't pay tithe. It's a church, you don't have instrumentalists. It's a church, you don't have dancing stars. It's a church, you don't have a choir. It's a church, you don't have assistant pastor. It's a church, you don't do communion. It's a church, you don't do Holy Ghost baptism. What type of church are you running? If it's a church, let's do that way the people are also doing their church. It's a church. So I thought of the thing and I'm saying, what are they doing in the church that I'm not doing in my church? Suddenly my mind changed. I was sorry, no. Yeah. The trappiches. So I take the things I don't have. I'm saying, no, as I said, me. Yes. So it's very, very important. So I said, just the page 1 that I read that said that, Oko, if you have the book, you can see. He said, Oko, this is a church. He said, pastor them. That line, I was there. I was there for more than hours. I was thinking, hey, if it's a church, how do they arrange the chairs in the church? Think about it. Ooh, chairs, you know. Why didn't he say cocktail party? Because I don't mind around. Yeah. It's a church. What songs have they been teaching and have they been singing for their worship? Why don't you sing this? That's what I said. When I saw you, I heard you singing Father Abraham. I said, something is wrong. You reign.
You ancient Zion King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. This is just two lines. You can teach the children this thing. They'll use it for worship. Do you understand? So, if it's a church, what are they doing or what am I doing that they are not doing? If you are doing something they are not doing, then what you are running is not a church. You are running PTA meeting. Change it. They are a PTA meeting. Somebody said, a meeting without jollof is PTA meeting. A meeting, yes, Shiana Jollof Niwa, and the PTA meeting. So ask yourself, my church, look, even how the drums have arranged. How our church, nobody sit in front, like on the stage, elders. At another church, they sit there. And to we are sorry now for the front, or multi pastor Nichia, and say, it's not the same church we are running. Our church, where the organ is, where this is, our church, the pastor is one. The pastor is one. If the pastor is not there, then the assistant pastor will preach. But some other churches, yeah, duty. We're preaching, man, next week, always we're preaching. If you want to preach, unless you pray that I die, then you come and take over. Hey, or you pray that I'm sick, I've not come to church. Then now swab because who are word? This is all bad word, no. Who get a word, no? And at the people who seem to have the word, yeah, the mic no more. 5 minutes now, on say they start sweating. Hey, so like I'm saying, hey, what word, oh? What point? No, you have the point. Do you say? Oh, you say 5 minutes now for there. Then we have fed up with you. And yeah, word no kwao. It takes something. Sometimes you see, you can't point to what it is, but it's like when I was in Tamale, I had an assistant, Selassie. The first day arriving, when I arrived, they introduced me and they said that. The Selassie, she was in a J church before me. I went. When I got there, they said she should assist me. Yeah, I was feeling uncomfortable because she's supposed to assist me. So see, I should assist her. Why should she assist me? If you remember, sorry, can I be MCM? Because human beings in the air. I noticed that anytime I'm preaching, they cannot be writing. Assistant, me preaching J church or churro note. I'm saying, no, girl, we're fake. But Reverend William's wife was in K church. And Reverend William's wife, classmate in the nursing school, is Selassie. So Reverend William's wife is very close to me. Said, Selassie says she's blessed that you have come, pal. I said, don't say that. She's not blessed, Bia. And but even though she was my sister, we don't talk. I come, I greet her, Charlie, hi. We are not quarreling, we are not fighting, but like, we don't. Hey. Charlie Hines, I've come. Then she will do opening prayer, everything. Then I will see that. Then she will introduce me. Then I'll pray. When I finish preaching, I take my Bible, I'm gone. We'll meet again another Sunday. That's the life we're living. Then one day after church, close, and I was sitting down somewhere. And she came to sit by me. Then she said, Yima, look at her. Said, I want to tell you that I'm so blessed. Since you came, I turned and I looked at her again. I said, you are blessed how? Or see, she was assisting somebody first. But before I came to Tamale, the person had come to Accra, so she was the one pastoring the J church. Or see, when she preached Sunday, her headache is what to preach again the following Sunday. It's the whole week on Inama, she said, But also, as I've come, no, it's like me preaching. No, she understands what I'm preaching. It's like Aquano Umbrella. Like, oh yeah, Jumano. So because and what made me know that what she was saying was true that one day I was broke. So I didn't go to church. I didn't want to go to church. So I texted her that I'm sick. She said, you are sick. I said,
He said, I'm sending taxi to your house to pick you. I'm cooking. I'll bring medicine. You take it, you'll be well, then you preach. I said, the way he said, Yima, I've not, like, Sunday morning, you are telling me you are sick. Maybe at the end of the whole week, crap, it's a problem to even look for what to preach. Then Sunday morning, he said, no. So the taxi is coming. You just try and bath and ready. The man will come. So when I heard that taxi will come and pick me, and there'll be food. Well, I told you I like food and enjoyment. When I hear that there'll be food, and then I dressed up, taxi guy nearby, and I have to do like, I'm sick this year. Because from my house to Tamale Apache, you'll be like from here to Kwashima. It wouldn't be scar, sister, I want to make her. So when I alighted from the taxi, then I was just, okay, like they'll be able to me, ah. I said, Ma, you okay? They took and they could uncle him, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. And I'm caught in a pastor's lunch, and I so easy. He said, hey, yeah, and one more with some egg near the idea. Oh, we fired anybody. See, if you fire all, no, it will look like you are not sick. It's Michemuha. Michemuha, fella, me try. Then she brought me, so then she come back, are you okay? I'm saying, I'm trying to say, you'll be fine. Preaching, they'll be preaching. Because then she gave me some medicine. Okay, I'm the medicine she put to me. And my mommy knew drugs, I don't want to drink. Then she went to say, right now, they are doing the choir singing. I said, okay, no problem. Then I came and they said, Joy is singing solo, so you can come now. But into the preaching, let me read if he said, let me yare. So now I was jumping, so I tell me, I said, hey, it is your point. I don't have money. So after preaching, me jumping. You see, when you are faking the thing, you know, after preaching everything, I've said, no, I have to do like that. Sickness has come back so they can send me home. Otherwise, I will walk from church to house. It's a long distance. After that, I said, are you okay? I said, it's like it's getting okay. I see, you go and continue the food. I'm bringing the medicine again. Then the taxi guys come. When I hear the taxi guys, ah! I said, so, Afa? So, it's me fire half, no, I can. Chair the taxi guy, no, buy it. So when I go to the Texas, I say, God bless you so much. That was where we began to bond. I mean, like, look, guys. Sometimes I'll be dead. And I say, Charlie, do back when till up here and bring it to church. Because I say, oh no, person will be preaching. And today, maybe Sabia, I get. But if you don't bring, then I'm sick. If you don't bring, let it, I'm sick. If I'm sick too long, I'll be bored. You know, so if I'm sick, I won't come. If I'm not coming, you are the one to preach. You see, and like we had that rapport. I mean, it was so nice. At a point, nobody was even proposing to Selassie. They felt the two of us were dating. Why is Selassie so older than me? Far older than me. So they thought we were dating. It was when I left Tamale that people knew that, San and Crawford, they were just pastors, so like, by the way, they were clicking, you know? Yeah, so then, but she said, like, anytime you are preaching, I don't know, but like, me to understand the thing. I said, you are supposed to understand what I'm preaching. Why do you want to do like you don't understand? I said, but even though it's children, you are able to understand the thing. I said, yes, you should understand it. If you preach and nobody understands, you are not preaching. Because I say, you're crawling for more preaching. Bible shesh. You understand anything. Because Bible nesh. Babushu, Revelation chapter 4, verse 3. You see, so let's make sure that what we are doing, you have assistant. Look, be free with your assistant. They are the people who help you. So if you are fighting with the people who help you, and the Ejumano and you, Ejumano will say, Ejumano, you will be.
Say, one ba, you bet if you are to you. And I'll see on Babi Oma. Sammy was showing me some pictures of some people who have left some church to go and join a new church. Because the guy said, well, these are that church, they don't value them. Hey, new church that has come, they've joined. Amen. Let's take some few questions and see what will happen. So, Pastor Pastor, you want to ask a question? Yes. So, this is Mike. Ask questions.
Two.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We can hear you. Amen.
All right. I want to find out the cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is right to the children, especially the K.
Yeah.
For them to watch.
What type of cartoon are you showing them?
This is...
Yeah, so we
stories,
we have,
let's say stories.
We have some here. Queen, at the point you were showing some. So I downloaded some. So I think they were 15 minutes. Cain and Abel. I'm talking about real cartoons that the children watch at home. That's not there. Because Pastor Noba, Musa Bunny and the Dinosaur. Do you see? Bunny and the Dinosaur is not the same as this thing. So, if you are going to use the Bible stories, it's good. Let's make use of technology. You understand? Yes, if you can afford screen, why not? Can afford the screen, you fix it for them. You talk about Cain and Abel. Let's watch a video on Cain and Abel, teaching it. So, this is Cain. This is the brother, Abel. They were supposed to make a sacrifice to God. And Cain brought this, and Abel also brought this. You see, then you pause, then you explain, you pause, you explain. See, that everybody attention will be there. But where the teacher have come? Abigail, who were Dave and Eva 2 hours? They are no be waho. ABCD, no. Summer. Say 2 hours. Now, more teachers in Benin, more Tiona, Kokon, Samu Bon, come on. Let me see. Since I wake, no boy, do you see? And the children are learning. That is why we say it is not another school. So don't come in, be teaching them A, B, C, D. A for apple, B for ball, C for. And the children are jumping. And no. So your concentration must be. You people here, have you seen me after church standing with any pastor here talking before? I don't have time. A juma me wa top on is when I'm coming down and I meet the pastor and we are going home, then we talk. Or I've closed church and then my wife has come to sit in my office and she has crossed her leg. She's come to visit the husband. Yeah. Just I'm a pastor and I coffee and I will say you come to visit your husband. Do you see? So, we say, "Pona two passes tenaho na we in issue na we in issue koshe kamu manu." They say, "No, we hona." They say, "Zakwa sasa no me." Do you see? So, by the time you are done, you must be tired. So, the cartoon dear, if you can get the teaching aid, okay, and the thing is there, so make sure that when they come, it's the story of creation. Do you understand? By that time, you have taught the thing already. And then you are showing to them so that they understand it properly. You see? So it's not like, we saw Adiana. You see, we had lazy teachers when we were going to school. Ebiana and Chianuka. And I said, teacher, and Wabre. And I said, Nibuefu. Hey, take your English readers. You are reading from page 1, unit 1 to unit 6. And answer all the questions. Then the children say, "Sir, all the questions." I say, "Answer all." So I answer all. It can take you the whole day. Not pressing your phones. So you see, don't do that. And so this is Abel, and this is the brother Cain. On the story of creation, on the first day, God created heaven and earth. Then you pause it. All of you, on the first day, God created what? Heaven. And so then the second day. So we are going to the last day, 7 day till God rested. We are done. We go over again. I say, some of creation. First day, second day. That's why you close earlier before I will close. Do you see? So the story of creation can be found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. This information very important. Yes, any other question? Any other person? Yes, Mike. I say Mike. Jeff, who do I find our bind? Minimum question our baby, sir. Other baby, sir.
Okay, so I wanted to ask on the memory verse. Yeah, with the memory verse, is it supposed to be like do it every Sunday in the service?
Yes, every Sunday there should be a memory verse. Oh. Every Sunday. That's what I'm saying, that when you do your 3 hours part in there, it should be back to back. You should be able, you should sing, you should learn a song, a memory verse,
hey,
and preach all in the 3 hours. Yes. Yes. That's why you need an assistant, because we need an hour.
Thank you.
So, as for the memory verse, you need it. Yes. You know everything. Okay, then George, who there be a question? Who there, former George? Give it to George. On be a question, be. All right, so we can end it over here if that's what. You want to ask another one? Oh, ask.
Yeah, when it comes to the speaking in tongues, like the Holy Ghost baptism, are you supposed to join the main church?
No, no. If the child can talk, the child can speak in tongues.
Oh, okay.
Any child who can talk, that child should be able to speak in tongues.
Oh, okay.
So you should organize Holy Ghost baptism in your eye church. Don't wait for some reverend to call you to come.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You are a pastor. You are a pastor. Me, if I see anybody now call you pastor, you are a juman now, you are LP. Because you see, anybody you see, if you see the trotro drive, the trotro, you don't ask the person whether he's a, you call him driver. Driver, me see waha. If it is a mate who is driving, you don't know, but you call him driver. And see, anybody who preaches and pastors a church is a lady pastor or is a pastor. We don't care whether they put cross on your neck and hang you or whatever. You are happy. Happy na obi a happy. Happy queen. Oh. All right. So God bless you so much. We will end it over here. It's 1:20. Our service starts at 4:00. All right. Those of us who will not, we are not going around. Are you going? You will be around. You go and arrange the chairs at the other place. And then maybe, I think, maybe getting to 3:00, we can go around and call them to come. Dakuma, you go and bus and come. Okay. So that we do it very fast and then we end it. So God bless you so much for coming. And what it is that we couldn't do a lot. But I'm going around with these 3 books to other churches. And I'll make sure that I'll be preaching different things. And I'll make sure it will be recorded and it will be put on the podcast. So what we've not been able to tackle here, we can get it maybe somewhere, recorded somewhere, and then we'll be able to have a good time. Okay, so keep reading the books. If you read and you understand something, one of the sentences I read here is that keep the children in the church. He said, you should make sure the children stay in the church for long hours. Janita, when we close, don't tell me your mother is calling you. Be here with me. Eh? Princess, be here with me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Just be around. Don't run away. Janice, you're poor. Don't run away. Be around. Eh? Inna me mama say me be wo for you say banchi na abin and a whole lot of niama mentiasia. Okay, stay as antoa. Don't because you see, because from Monday to Saturday I don't tell you to come to church. It is Sunday bar. Be with me. Look, the earliest time you leave church should be 4:00. Like that's the time that and then like who will be here and now who.
My mother, should I understand it?
Wait. And I was so person be coffee, you know, a man called Abby Dinechi.
My sister's daughter.
This week, your 2 sisters, they were calling me. I didn't mind them. They won't call me. If there's a problem before they'll call me. Amen. So let's read the books. Let's stay with the books and let's have Let's develop a strong, and the things we've heard, let's apply them. Apply them. You see that, look, one day you are going to be a giant in this work that we are doing. Put your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much. Father, we acknowledge your supremacy. We thank you for helping us understand your word. We thank you for helping us also to have our retreat. We are very much grateful to you. We are grateful for what you have done. We are grateful for teaching us so many things. Father, we say we bless your name. Help us to implement the things that we have learned. And at the end, we'll be careful to give you glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.